USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The New England Patriots have won Super Bowl 53. The final score was 13-3 against the Los Angeles Rams. That makes it the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. The lowest scoring Super Bowl before that was Super Bowl VII, when the Miami Dolphins beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in 1973. Just before the Super Bowl coin toss, a clip was shown of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's daughter, Dr. Bernice King, was the person chosen to flip the coin, and she was joined by Congressman John Lewis and Andrew Young. Los Angeles won the coin toss, but deferred, giving the Patriots the ball first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Pentagon says 3,700 more troops will be deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border. As for the American forces that will remain in Iraq, CBS's Face the Nation asked President Trump why.
We spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
Whoa, that's news. You're keeping troops in Iraq because you want to be able to strike in Iran?
No, because I want to be able to watch Iran. All I want to do is be able to watch.
Another Democratic candidate is running for president in 2020. USA's Chris Parnes reports.
So I ask you to join me.
On a beach in Waikiki with plenty of Hawaiian flair, U.S. Senate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard urged her supporters.
Join me in putting this spirit of service above self at the forefront, and to stand up against the forces of greed and corruption.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers have made a record drug seizure in Arizona involving fentanyl and methamphetamines. With more, here's John Clemens.
The seizure is the largest in the history of the agency. Teresa Small of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells us what they found in a hidden compartment of a trailer that was loaded with cucumbers.
It also had about 300 packages of methamphetamine that weighed almost 395 pounds. So it not only had the fentanyl, it also had methamphetamine. Collectively, the dangerous drugs that were seized had an estimated value of $4.6 million.
I'm John Clemens.
Another Democrat enters the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
U.S. Senate Democrat from New Jersey, Cory Booker, saying he made his announcement with an online video on the 1st of February to mark the beginning of Black History Month.
We can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame.
Advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says she'd like to ask Booker.
What exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.